Welcome to the News Hour. President Trump turned up the temperature on Greenland and threatened new tariffs on NATO allies if they don't let the U.S. acquire Greenland.
European leaders met this weekend to coordinate a response, potentially including tariffs on U.S. imports, as they work to resolve the crisis sparked by President Trump.
Tonight, Danish and allied European forces are reinforcing their presence in Greenland, sending additional troops as pressure mounts over the future of the Danish territory. European leaders say they stand firmly with Greenland. As first reported by PBS News, the president intensified his threats against Greenland, suggesting that because he did not win the Nobel Peace Prize, he would not feel bound to pursue only peaceful means to acquire the territory. In a letter to Norway's prime minister, Mr. Trump wrote, "Considering your country decided not to give me the Nobel Peace Prize, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace, although it will always be predominant, but can now think about what is good and proper for the United States of America. The world is not secure unless we have complete and total control of Greenland."
It's an honor to represent the U.S.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent today sought to de-emphasize any connection between the prize and Mr. Trump's ambitions.
"I think it's a complete canard that the president would be doing this because of the Nobel Prize. The president is looking at Greenland as a strategic asset for the United States."
While military action remains uncertain, economic retaliation appears increasingly likely. This weekend, Mr. Trump said he would impose a 10% tariff on 8 European nations over their opposition to U.S. control of Greenland. Today, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer countered that he believes there is room for dialogue.
"I think that this can be resolved and should be resolved through calm discussion, but with the application of the principles and values that I've set out in terms of who decides the future of Greenland, and making clear that the use of tariffs in this way is completely wrong."
As other European leaders condemn Mr. Trump's rhetoric.
"It is really, really important that all of us who believe in international law speak out to show President Trump that you can't go further down this road. So forget it. We live in 2026. You can trade between people, but you can't trade with people, and that rule stands. Forget that road. There are no Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. And Denmark, together with Greenland, has kept Chinese investments out of Greenland."
"Denmark and the people of Greenland can count on our solidarity. We are prepared to support the talks with the United States. These talks should always be based on the principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity."
In response to the tariff threats, the European Union says it's preparing a potential $107 billion package targeting U.S. imports.
"We are part of the same alliance. We make the same threat analysis. We are willing to work together. Most important is that we de-escalate."
While global leaders try to figure out the next steps, in Greenland, the message is clear. The country is not for sale.
And for perspective, we turn now to Charles Kupchan, senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He served as senior director for European affairs on the National Security Council during the Obama administration. Thanks for being here.
Good to be with you.
I want to start with the message President Trump sent to Norway's prime minister, as first reported by our Nick Schifrin, that because the president was not awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, he no longer feels obligated to, in his words, think purely of peace. What's your reaction to that statement? How does that strike you?
It's a very odd reaction. It helps me understand a little bit more what I think is going on in Trump's head. This is in part about resources, rare earths, minerals. It's in part about security. He wants to deal with potential Russian and Chinese incursions or greater presence in the high north. But I also think that Trump is thinking about his legacy. Trump wants to have something to say to the American people when all is said and done. And I think in some ways he wants to join the pantheon of American presidents who expanded the girth of the United States. Alongside Thomas Jefferson, the Louisiana Purchase, Andrew Jackson, expansion to the West, James Polk, who took a large chunk of Mexico. He, in his inaugural address, talked about manifest destiny. He mentioned McKinley. He mentioned Teddy Roosevelt, the Spanish-American War. I think part of what's going on here is that Trump wants his legacy to be, I added a big chunk of territory to the United States. And that, in some ways, is the words, the perspectives of a real estate developer. Hmm.
And the president has talked about, he's floated this idea of the U.S. acquiring Greenland before, but this week, this past week, he has escalated the pressure by threatening tariffs on European allies. How do you assess this latest turn in particular?
It is a bit of a shock, to be quite honest, in the sense that I thought that this talk of the annexation of Greenland, and he also has mentioned the annexation of Canada, was more bluster than reality. But over the weekend, Trump actually said, okay, on February 1, I'm going to hit Europe with 10% tariffs, and then I'm going to add 25% more come June. And it's like, oh my God, he's serious. And so what we're actually looking at here, if this plays out as Trump has said it will play out, is the potential coercive annexation of the territory of a NATO ally by the United States. That, in some ways, is the stuff of science fiction. It borders on the unthinkable. But here, you and I are talking about it on the NewsHour. And that, I think, puts in relief just what a breakpoint an American attack on Greenland would be.
Let's talk about the European perspective here, because the EU's top diplomat said in a tweet, in part, tariff threats are not the way to go about this. Sovereignty is not for trade. We have no interest to pick a fight, but we will hold our ground. Europe has a slate of tools to protect its interests. You're in regular contact with current and former European leaders. How are they interpreting this moment?
I think this is a bit of a turning point, and I support what the Europeans have been doing up until now, which is effectively trying to keep Trump on side. Coming over here with President Zelensky of Ukraine, being nice to Mr. Trump, looking at his peace plan for Ukraine and saying, it's a good start, but let's work on it. They haven't stood up to him. And they haven't done so because the downside risk of a bust-up with the United States is huge, precisely because they are at a moment when they are threatened by Russia. But I do think that this prospect of an American attack against a NATO country crosses a red line. Europe has to stand up. And I do think that this week and a summit that's occurring on Thursday, they will prepare serious response to American tariffs. They're talking about tariffs on imports. They're talking about potential blockage of U.S. Services. This is a big deal. This is a turning point in the relationship.
And the administration argues, as you mentioned, that Greenland is vulnerable to growing Chinese and Russian influence, in part because of its location, where it is on the map. You see it there. Is there merit to this claim that, Denmark, Greenland, and NATO allies have not done enough to address those threats?
Well, what Trump says he wants to get out of the relationship with Greenland is sensible, right? He's worried about the naval situation, and the Chinese and the Russians are stepping up their activity in the high north. He's concerned about missile defense, and we have a base there. And the radar at that base monitors launches from Russia. It monitors orbit, low Earth orbit satellites. It's important. But, and it's a huge but, everything Trump says he wants, including rare earths and minerals, we can get. We have a 1951 agreement with Greenland that allows the United States access, that provides for American bases. And so we don't need to own it to get those benefits. And that's why, in the end of the day, you have to ask, what's going on here? And Trump himself said, this is psychologically important to me. I want to own it.
In the 30 seconds that remain, what does this whole thing mean for NATO unity, especially at a time when, as you mentioned, Europe is focused on the Russia threat and the war in Ukraine?
I think it's in some ways a gift to the Russians. It's a gift to the Chinese, not so much because it shows that, yes, maybe great powers should all have their own spheres of influence, but it is deeply, deeply divisive. It's divisive inside the United States, where almost 90% of Americans oppose an attack against Greenland, and it's uniquely divisive across the Atlantic. And our European allies have been our best friends in the world, our best partners since World War II. Trump is putting those partnerships at stake.
Charles Kupchan, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.